If it's local, it's live on Live and Local with Jack Underwood on 2BS 95.1 FM.
At Work Australia say those living with a disability face unemployment rates twice as high as those without a disability. We welcome to Live and Local now Australian Paralympian and At Work Australia Ambassador Sean Pianta. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you going there?
Good, thank you. You're on a mission to change this.
I am. We're trying to provide more education to Australian businesses so they can reap the rewards of having a diverse and inclusive workplace.
Okay. How are Australian businesses going compared to, say, 10 or 20 years ago?
You know, I think a lot of Australian businesses have really started to make some good headway when it comes to the diversity and inclusion spaces. And I think those businesses that are embracing diversity are really reaping the rewards by getting access to a broad talent pool. Or people who are ready and willing to work. And I know in the recent labour markets these days, a lot of businesses in Australia are really struggling with staff shortages. So there's a massive pool of people with disabilities who are ready and willing to work.
What's the statistics regarding how many people in Australia live with a disability?
I think the statistics at the moment is 1 in 5 Australians are currently living with a disability. I think recently released statistics by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, they indicate that a person living with a disability of working age is actually twice as likely to be unemployed compared to a person without a disability. So I think those statistics indicate there's still some stigma associated to hiring a person with a disability.
Mm.
But
Tell us a little bit about the barriers that people living with a disability face when they're in the workplace. What's the most common barriers that you see?
Well, to me, that's quite a tricky question to answer because every person's unique. Every person's, whether you have a disability, you don't have a disability, everyone has barriers in the workplace. I think it's more what needs to be done is providing the education to employers around how they can be more supportive and more open-minded in the workplace towards tasks that can be done.
Mm.
I know people with disabilities, you know, they're very capable of adjusting and being flexible in the workplace, and every day in their life they have to find new creative ways to be able to achieve tasks so they can bring those skills to the workplace.
Mm. Sean, I'm really interested to talk about your story, if you don't mind, because in 2008 you took an innocent holiday to Bali, and I suppose maybe you didn't think that you would ever live with a disability. Tell us what happened.
No, I definitely didn't imagine myself living with a disability. I was over in Bali with a group of friends, and I woke up one morning not quite feeling myself, and unbeknownst by lunchtime my condition continued to deteriorate, and I was actually, by lunchtime I was actually 100% blind, and it wasn't in a good way at all. My friends had to get me to the hospital where I was emergency evacuated back to Australia, and the doctors back here had told me that I was very lucky to still be alive, but unfortunately I was now permanently legally blind.
So you contracted some sort of bug, a super bug, was it?
Yeah, they said the doctors told me it was some kind of super bug, but they could never really give me a definitive answer of what it was. So more than 10 years on now and I still have no idea what caused this, my illness.
So you went on to become a Paralympian. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, that was quite a crazy adventure and probably one of the most exciting periods of my life. Growing up in Western Australia, it's not the normal sport. Someone gets into alpine ski racing, but I got in at the grassroots level and started working my way through. And eventually I got invited to join the Australian national team. I was very fortunate. I got to travel all over the world training and competing, and it was truly one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And I don't think it was a day that goes past where I don't think about, you know, one of the adventures that I went on with some of my ski mates, and even just being able to put on the green and gold and represent Australia is just an incredible feeling.
Mm.
That was just one part of my life, and after that, sort of when I come to sort of didn't know what the next part of my life was going to look like, and trying to find a job with a disability.
Mm. So you didn't face many barriers, I suppose, being a Paralympian, and that was a very inclusive space for you to operate within. But then when you came out of that and tried to find work, that's when you came up against some barriers.
Yeah, I mean, I was always quite a positive person. I always believed in myself in the sporting world, but some reason, I always doubted myself when it came to finding work with a disability. I thought that there's going to be no one that's going to want to give me an opportunity. I guess I created, my negative mindset that stopped me from looking for a while, but then I sort of realized that there's people out there who can help you to find employment, who can advocate on your behalf. And as it turns out, I'm now one of these people advocating for other people with disabilities.
Mm. So I suppose At Work Australia are a great starting point or a resource for those that are facing the same problems.
Definitely. We can support people with their challenges to employment. People have disabilities, injuries or health conditions. We can support them throughout the whole employment journey.
Yeah. Hey, it was so great to speak to you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for giving me a call and having me on the show.
See you, Sean. All the best.
Have a great day. Cheers.
Sean Pianta there, Australian Paralympian. Employers are urged to employ those living with a disability. At Work Australia has more resources. Their website is atworkaustralia.com.au.